let's turn to our guest. 7 o'clock tonight, right here in town, Northwest Christian University hooping it up against Corbin. They've already clinched the Cascade Conference title. That's back to back. Ticket punched to the NAIA Championship. We welcome back the head coach of the Beacons, Luke Jackson. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, always a pleasure. Let's start back-to-back league titles. You won the conference regular season and tournament championship last year, got to the big tournament advance. So heading into this season, some strong seniors, a lot of expectations. So how are you and the guys feeling about that accomplishment and where you sit right now?
You know, we've put ourselves in a position to feel good about what we've accomplished. It's definitely not everything that we set out to do at the beginning of the year, but back-to-back league championships is a big deal. It's pretty hard to do. A lot of things have to go right in order for that to happen, and that's a credit to the guys and how hard they work. But we also have, you know, some more work to do, and we want to win the league conference tournament and make a run at a national title.
You know, I mentioned the quartet of seniors who played so well for this program. Let's give them their props. Jay Mayernick, who's one of the most unique stories in all of college sports. I mean, when people talk about he helped Thurston High to the state tournament 15 years ago, for those unfamiliar, what was he up to for more than a decade after graduating high school, and how valuable has he been for you?
You know, Jay was a pretty heralded a great high school basketball player that got a scholarship to Southern Oregon, and it didn't work out, and he left in his first term, and he helped build Oregon Taxi into, you know, a great local company. And, you know, he's got a family, wife and kids, and we talked about him coming back and, you know, finishing his degree and playing some ball, and that's one of the beautiful things about NAIA that's different than NCAA is, you know, you can come back and you have 10 total semesters and it doesn't matter when you do it. And, you know, it makes for some older, better players and some really good basketball.
No, that's just a fascinating story as we continue with Luke Jackson. Jack Hackman sounds like he fouls a lot, but, you know, he played for a Jesuit team that won the 6A title, played D1 with Hawaii, became a key cog last year. What can you tell us about the strength of his game since he joined your program back in 2014?
You know, Jack's another guy that had a lot of success in high school. I think the 4 years that he was at Jesuit, they won 4 state titles and then went on to the University of Hawaii and decided to make the jump over to Northwest Christian, where he's just been a lights out, dominant shooter. Had a game with 11 threes and broke the season total for 3-pointers made. He's also a 4.0 student, along with, you know, quite a few of our other guys, and his intelligence really transfers onto the court as well as his leadership.
Folks might recognize Brendan Taylor, brother of Bryce, a key player on Ernie Kent's second Elite Eight Duck team 10 years ago. Just crazy good athlete. Made it on SportsCenter with a dunk, I think it was last week. Also had some substantial Division I experience. What kind of a player has he been for your Beacon program?
Yeah, I have to give a shout-out to Neil Everett, who helped us get that dunk that Brendan had up on the top 10. That was pretty amazing. I'm a big fan of Neil. He's a good guy. But Brendan Taylor could be playing for anybody in the country. And, you know, I don't think it's that uncommon to get, chewed up a little bit and spit out of a D1 program with the expectations and the pressures of winning. But Brennan's come in for his senior year with just an appreciation of what it's like to play, and he's been an outstanding leader on the court and a guy that's completely accountable and another great student who's getting his master's degree in communications and counseling. And, he's a high flyer. He's one of the best dunkers in the country at any level. and he just plays really hard, and he's obviously got great basketball genes. You know, his brother is one of the best players in Europe. His dad played in the NBA for a long time, and, you know, we're certainly thankful to have him at Northwest Christian.
Yeah, I'm old enough to have seen Brian Taylor play for the Nets in the old ABA, but Luca, I don't want to get into dating myself just yet. talking with Luke Jackson. By the way, follow him on Twitter at LukeJackson33. Another senior, former Duck track and field guy, Brad Laubacher, kind of versatile. How important a player has he been? Be it coming off the bench, starting, and being a little older, kind of bringing that maturity.
You know, Brad Laubacher came in over the summer and said, "Hey, I want to have you watch me play and let me know what you think." And, you know, Brad is an outstanding basketball player. But I think that Brad's, biggest attribute is his versatility. I mean, he's a utility player. He can defend. He can, you know, shoot and score and slash and pass. And he just does everything that's needed to win, kind of like a Casey Benson in a way. And then he's an ultimate competitor. The guy loves to give his best. He's the first one on the floor, and he's got great leadership ability. And these four seniors have really been a great example to some of the younger guys as far as getting them to buy in with the commitment level it takes to win a league championship.
A couple of final thoughts for Luke Jackson. Another absolutely fascinating story is Kenny Blackwell, top newcomer on your team last year from San Diego. Spent 6 years serving America in the Marines. Seems like he's got an incredibly well-rounded game. What kind of contributor has he been his 2 years playing for you?
You know, if you have a kid that's been willing to serve in the Marines and can handle that type of workload, I'm pretty sure he can be a great point guard on a basketball team. And, you know, we've seen that translate. Kenny has elite quickness. He's also an unselfish player. And in many ways, our team has gone as Kenny's gone. And Kenny's given, almost a perfect effort, you know, with the exception of maybe rolling his ankle a couple of times, having some small setbacks with the injuries. He's just had an outstanding year, and he's as good as anybody in the country, and fun to watch as well.
Tonight's opponent, Corbin out of Salem, tied for 7th in conference. One of those teams this late in the season that I guess you look at as they don't have much to lose. What kind of challenges are they going to present for your team tonight?
You know, they've got some good seniors. They've got some size. They're big inside, and got some versatile players. That being said, they, like you said, they're not really they have nothing to lose coming into the game. They're going to be able to play free. It's a little bit of a rivalry school for us, so this is going to be an easy game for both teams to get up and play. It should be an exciting first round game, but we need to continue to take care of business and hopefully get the highest seed we can possibly get for the national tournament coming up.
All right, let's switch over and turn you into a salesman. 7 o'clock tonight, you guys are hosting Corbin. Let the folks know what they could expect if they make their way out there.
It's 7 o'clock at the Morris Event Center, which is right off of Franklin, right across the street from the University of Oregon. It's great small college basketball. We don't get all the notoriety, but we play just as hard as anybody in the country, and we try to respect the game and play unselfish and play for one another. And it's been fun to see the crowds go from small to a lot bigger, and just the support we've had from the community has been excellent. So we're all thankful for that.
All right. He's the head coach. He's Luke Jackson. Check him out on Twitter, the handle at LukeJackson33. Always great catching up. Best of luck tonight. And let's make sure we hook up with Nick and, talk again during the postseason.
Sounds good, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Luke.